My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome on into a October the 9th Wednesday edition of Sports Talk, heading until 8 o'clock this evening. And after the first break, we'll check in with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, who is out of practice today. And oh, what a day it was out in Saints land. Dennis Allen coming to the podium. It was around 4:30-ish. Later practice today for the Saints, so things were all kind of pushed back. And right out the gates, just dropped a bomb on everybody saying, I bet you're wondering who's going to be the quarterback come Sunday for the Saints, and just laid it out there and said it's going to be the rookie in Spencer Rattler. I think it surprised everybody, one, because it was Jake Haener coming in relief on Monday Night Football for the injured Derek Carr. You thought maybe, all right, they're going to go with the guy who's been around a little bit longer in Haener, but after today, we find out it is going to be Rattler the rookie. Get those baby rattles out for the Superdome on Sunday, although I shouldn't say that. I don't think you can bring in noisemakers from the outside into the dome.
They bring in, like, I guess I'm thinking of, like, college football, like Texas A&M and the cowbells or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
Maybe, you know, you could just, like, everyone's going to pull up rattlesnake sounds on their
phone. I was going to say, I'm sure,
like,
there's an app where you can get FX and everyone's going to have the rattlesnake effect.
I'd be curious to see what sticks with him with the because at first, when I was thinking of, like, is it going to be rattle, like, is it rat attack with actual rats? Is it rattlesnake? Like, I'd be very curious to see what sticks.
You can get just a whole few of them, workshop it, and see what works best.
We got to see what happens Sunday.
I'm ready for some shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, I like that one. That's good. That's good.
The Saints going with Spencer Rattler. Obviously, the team hurting right now in all areas. In the win-loss column, having dropped their last three. And then the practice report, the first one for Week 6, came out today and had a bunch of names on there as expected. Not practicing today. You got Taysom Hill still dealing with a rib issue. Cesar Ruiz, a knee issue, also a knee. And Peyton Turner looked over this, Cullen, and wanted to bring up, you know, obviously Alvin Kamara, we know, is going to probably be on here a bunch for this season. But now it doesn't say hip/rib. For Alvin Kamara, now it says hip/hand.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So now AK is also dealing with a hand issue.
I don't remember seeing him get a hand injury, but who's to say that it didn't happen during the game and we just didn't see it? I also wouldn't know how big it is. I mean, we just had Willie Gay with a hand injury as well, and he was out for a hot minute. He seems to be on the back and back. He was
on the positive.
I was going to say, I will say, you know, this was a walkthrough of a day, so not like a full practice. So
exactly.
Everything is an estimate of availabilities. Nothing's concrete. Granted, there's a reason they're putting these out there. They're not going to, like, you could see someone who didn't play today be limited tomorrow. You could see someone be full tomorrow. You could also see someone who is full today or expected to be limited today be DNP tomorrow.
Like you're saying, my fingers are crossed right now. One of those is Taysom Hill is at least limited tomorrow.
100%.
But going down the list as well, still DNPs do not practice. Derek Carr, the oblique injury. Lucas Patrick, a chest issue. Will Harris, a hamstring issue.
That's a biggie,
actually.
Also,
Pete Werner with the hamstring issue as well.
The Harris one's big. I think Jeff was talking earlier about how DA said that this Harris injury could land him on IR.
Ouch.
So, and I mean, I looked earlier. If you miss that, I mean, you're gonna miss the next two games, and then after that, you will face the Chargers and then Panthers. So you'd be back right before our big home stretch, where we have the Falcons November 10th at home. That'd be Week 10. Browns Week 11 on the 17th at home. You'd then have the bye week, and then another home game against the Rams the first week in December. So, you know, he could be back hopefully by that time. We'll have to see how the team is. I mean, again, you know, Chargers game, that could be when Derek Carr comes back. But we're not going to – Harris, to put it bluntly, he hasn't been put on the IR yet, but DA did say that he is a possible candidate for it with that hamstring injury that happened, I think, pretty late into the game. I want to see, like, third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, so that's going to be – leaves you a question, obviously, again, now at the safety position.
Yeah.
Will we see more of Jordan Howden, and what will they do there? Also, you know, slipping by me – Rashid Shaheed on here is a did not practice with a hip issue. Hoping that's nothing serious. Obviously, the Saints' big playmaker so far this season, been their home run guy. Would love to see him obviously go up against those Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that I thought was just, you know, torn apart by Kirk Cousins and co. They just, 500-some-odd yards he passed for against these Tampa Bay team. And you think that's obviously favorable for the Saints going into this matchup. You got guys like a Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed hopefully can play in it to be those weapons for a Spencer Rattler in this one. Other than that, you're going to have to lean heavily probably on your tight ends in, you know, Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau. And it was nice to see at least the tight end position got a little more attention this past week.
They did. I did like seeing Juwan Johnson make some big plays when we needed it when we were driving downfield, and that Moreau touchdown was nice to see. We're seeing more out of them. I think we kind of, again, similar with like just across the board offensively, especially with the run game, we just want to see more from that. It seems like
it, I love it, I need some more of it.
It feels like the last 3 weeks, the only productive part of our offense have just been wide receivers for the most part. Sometimes we get a run play here and there, but like.
Or Alvin.
And that's kind of the thing, is that, like, you know, it's just been the wide receiver. So I did like seeing some good things from our tight ends last night. Johnson the other night. Johnson had 31 yards. Moreau had 13, but he had a touchdown. You want to see those guys more. Haven't seen anything from Holker, but then again, our tight end room's pretty set, so I'm not too worried about that. On the inverse with the injury report, the Bucks are just as banged up at us. We had their center is down, and Mike was talking about how, like, he's been down for Graham Barton. He did not play today with a hamstring injury.
Right.
They're just as injured as us. Wasn't there that whole talking point about in week two or three that like four of their five DBUs were like out or something like that? Like their entire secondary is just shredded right now.
Well,
so
they looked at last game.
That's the point, is that if Carr wasn't injured, you could have seen that week one, week two Carr. Who's to say Rattler's not going to do something similar?
Oh, that'd be a great coming out party, game one, and you light up a division rival would forever endear your hearts into black and gold fans. Although I'm sure if the Saints just come out with a victory on Sunday, they'd be more than happy of, you know, touting Spencer Rattler as the next greatest thing.
I would have to see. We're going to have Jeff join us in just a little bit, and I'd have to wonder, because he said one of the things that stuck with me last week when he joined us was that, you know, if you play the Chiefs and you lose, but you keep it clean, and you lose, even if it's by a touchdown, you keep it clean, you don't make as many mistakes, we're not going to be mad. They did make some mistakes, and I have to wonder, is he going to keep that same barometer here? Because you can't lose this game. You could have lost the Chiefs game. It's ugly to do it on Monday Night Football, the biggest stage in town, against the biggest dog in town. Taylor Swift had to watch us get humiliated. It was not pretty, but you can afford to lose it. It's an AFC game. It will not matter in a conference play. Yes, it sucks to go from 2-2 to 2-3, but this game matters infinitely more. And the game after, another AFC bout, but come on. You do not want to lose to Sean Payton and the Broncos.
No, everybody's going into that matchup going, we got to beat Sean no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, that was week one, week two. Honestly, week three and four, I looked at that and I was like, this should be a W. The Broncos are on the up and up, and we've been trending down as of late, but I was telling you earlier, the Rattler announcement kind of like gives me a lot more hope for that.
He's alive,
very much. So I got hope for that game.
We need that hope back. Obviously, hope hasn't been around since week two, which seems like a year ago now, against those Dallas Cowboys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.